Regarding 2 Corinthians 3, I think Pat unfortunately missed a couple of things in there. First Corinthians 3:7. But if the ministry of death, having been engraved in letters of stone, was with glory, so that the children and sons of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, which was being done away with, shall not the ministry of the Spirit be with more glory? It's the ministry of death that he's saying is being done away with. Why? The letter kills. What's that mean? The letter convicts. The letter points out how we fall short. The Spirit gives life. It is by the Spirit of God that the Torah is written on our hearts. The Spirit of God gives life because He walks with us. He cleanses us. He sanctifies us. He directs us. He gives us an ability to carry out God's commands that we would not have in and of ourselves. That's why God did away with the Old Covenant. It loves the Old Covenant. The children of Israel saying, everything God has said, we will do. They promised in their own strength to keep God's commandments. God said, therefore I'm doing away with that covenant, which they broke, even though I was a husband to them. I'm giving them a new covenant, in which I'm putting the Spirit, the Torah on their hearts and writing on their inward parts. The same Torah, which is a point you've never addressed on that. Second thing is, the word there, when he's talking about New Testament, the word there is the word used normally translated covenant. In the King James, it does come up Testament, but it's not referring to the last books of the Bible as opposed to the first 75 to 80% of it. It's referring to the different covenants there. So I think he's misusing that a little bit. But again, Romans 7, we're dead to this law, okay. If we're dead to this law because we have died with Messiah, should we then covet? Should we sin more? Because it's no longer possible for us to sin if we're not under the law. And you admit it yourself, it's a point. It's like, if we're dead to the law, it means we're dead to the law that says don't sin, don't covet, or don't murder, don't commit adultery, honor your mother and father. Being dead to a law so that we are no longer punished under the law does not mean that we forget the lessons. Now, going one quick thing on the issue of the schoolmaster, the word there is pedagogos. It referred to a slave in a Roman household who taught the children, who escorted them, who kept them safe. When the children grew up, they were no longer the pedagogos. That didn't mean they forgot all of his lessons. And lastly, for my final point, I want to reiterate something I said before. If you'll put back Deuteronomy up there, Steve. So far, I note that Pat has cited pretty much exclusively from Paul. There's a problem with that. Paul does not have the authority to overturn Torah. Yeshua does. He did not do so. And the Torah safeguards against such a thing. Again, everything I command you to do, be careful to do it. And if a prophet, a dreamer of dreams, a doer of miracles comes along and tells you not to do these things, to worship a different God, to not walk the way I told you to walk, who adds or takes away to the Torah, he's to be put to death because he's a false prophet. Even if he's doing miracles, even if he's predicting the future, he's a false prophet if he does not teach in line with the Torah. Everything Paul taught, understand its context, was from the Torah. Was from the prophets. He didn't have a New Testament to go to. Yeshua always taught from the Torah. What is the Sermon on the Mount? It's not a commentary on the Torah. First John 3:4 says, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. The word for lawlessness is anomia. If we were to translate nomia consistently with the way it's translated in most of our places, we would have law in capital letters, as in, whoever practices sin practices Torahlessness, for sin is Torahlessness. John, the apostle that Yeshua loved, is teaching us that the Torah, the lack of the Torah, is the essence of sin. He furthermore goes on to say, everyone who abides in him does not sin. This is verse 6. Everyone who sins has not seen or known him. We are not called, because we are no longer under a law, to sin. We are called to be more righteous. Yeshua raised the bar. Where the law said, do not murder, he says, don't be angry in your heart. The law says, do not commit adultery, he says, do not even lust. That's not being set free of the law. It's not doing away with the old law. It is teaching the law correctly. It is teaching the Torah correctly. And furthermore, that's away from the actual topic of the debate. We've digressed into the whole law because I agree that it's a whole thing. It's a whole package. But on the issue of the Sabbath, even if Yeshua came to do away with that, again, why would we want him to? Thank you very much, and God bless.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. There's, I believe, still refreshments out there if y'all like to grab something on the way out. And y'all have a blessed day. Per our custom, we're going to send you off with a blessing. So if y'all forgive us, this is our way of doing things. This is a prayer that is 3,500 years old, and it's commanded by God himself to place upon the people. And if my wonderful people would help me out here, please. Yivarechek Adonai Vayishmarecha Yoel Adonai Panabalecha Vekunecha Yisa Adonai Panabalecha Veyashim Lecha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face now shine upon you. May you show forth the light of his countenance. Blessed be the God of Israel. Shavuot Tov. Have a good week.